It's not just trash on the streets that's inspired people to pull on their gloves and hunt for discards. David Rahm and his wife Melissa have been kayaking around the region's rivers, filling bags with junk from the shorelines. The Allegheny Front's Ilana Yergin got her own personal trash tour with David just before the effort, called Paddle Without Pollution, first launched last year.
As trains cross overhead, Rahm and I launch our tandem kayak from the dock. We look pretty similar to the other paddlers on the water, except we have empty garbage bags and heavy-duty gloves. Right away, Rahm starts pointing out our targets.
Like right in there. Like we're the only ones that can get to that kind of stuff. We'll get a lot of that on the way back.
Rahm and his wife Melissa have been kayaking for about 10 years. They pick up trash in the river almost every time they're on the water, and recently founded Paddle Without Pollution, a nonprofit that hopes to expand the Rahm's work by organizing other paddlers.
If you can get a couple dozen kayakers on the water once or twice a month, you're not going to see this. You know, we'd like to have kind of like roving patrols.
After about 20 minutes of paddling upstream, Rahm spins the kayak around.
We're going to pick up this plastic bag here on your starboard side. Then you can just grab it with your paddle.
There are potato chip bags, bottle caps, and a baseball, and that's just the beginning. Something on land catches Rahm's eye. He grounds the kayak and sloshes to shore. Rahm lugs a large, heavy-duty black plastic bag toward the kayak.
So what is in there?
Blankets, towels. You're going to find a lot of, unfortunately, homeless people. And they need these things to survive. And you're going to find, now this doesn't really belong to anyone, it's bagged up. So, you know, there's a fine line between what you're really going to pick up and what somebody's home, unfortunately. So you kind of have to make a judgment call on that kind of thing. But we're going to try and take this with us.
The Rahms have found everything, from the weird, like a bra, to the worrisome, like a Coleman gas canister.
We haven't found any dead bodies yet, so that's kind of good.
We stay close to the riverbank. The garbage-filled kayak draws odd looks from people on shore. Although he often causes people to do a double take, Rahm says they don't usually approach him to find out what he's doing.
Sometimes we get some, good job and attaboys, but not too much.
Rahm says he thinks kayakers and canoeists are more likely to pick up trash than other boaters.
I think kayakers and paddlers have a more intimate relationship with the water and their environment. You know, look how close you are to the water. You know, you really depend on this water.
The first Paddle Without Pollution event is set for next Saturday, the 24th, in Pittsburgh. Rahm hopes to have 60 paddlers clean 26 miles of shoreline on all three rivers. Someday, he would like to help with habitat restoration and involve kids in the cleanup effort. At the end of our time on the water, Rahm and I head back to shore with a kayak full of trash. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Ilana Yergin.
Paddle Without Pollution has several cleanups planned in coming months, even one in New Jersey in tandem with that state's Audubon Society. You can find more information at our website, AlleghenyFront.org.